Hello, this is Excalibur of Excalibur Zone Gaming. This is the FLGS News and Events program for the week of October 6, 2014. On the show, we cover the news and events for the FLGSs located in the Richmond, Virginia area. In alphabetical order, the stores we cover are Bardic Tales in Hopewell, Collector's Heaven in Richmond, Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Ethereal Gaming in Midlothian, One-Eyed Jacks in Kerrytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, and the Time Capsule in Hopewell. Last week, the area was shocked to find that FTW Games closed its doors on Monday without any prior notice. Rob Bear, the store's owner, posted a message essentially saying, "So long and thanks for all the fish." Shock turned to anger as customers found they would not be able to use their saved-up store credit, and prize support that had not been distributed would not be available. Also, pre-orders would not arrive for those that made them. The employees of FTW did their best with what they could when they found out that they had just lost their jobs. If you have any contact with the former employees of FTW, please give them the respect and thanks they deserve. They worked hard to ensure we were happy while we gamed at the store. To all the employees that lost their jobs at FTW, good luck, guys. We hope you find better jobs wherever you can. As for the gamers that called FTW home, many of the Magic players have turned to the other stores in the area. Richmond Comics saw a massive surge in Friday Night Magic players, with about 65 present. There also was no room in the store for anything other than Magic that night. Pokemon grew on Sunday as well, with the influx of FTW's previous players. There are reports that Dragon's Den saw a similar increase in business on Friday night as well. It's time to go over the schedule for the next week. As always, if I don't have an event calendar, I cannot report on the schedule for a given store. So if you happen to have an event calendar for your store, please let me know so I can find it and report on what you're doing during the week. On Monday, October 6, 2014... Dragon's Den is running Star Wars X-Wing Casual Play at 6 and Modern Magic Tournament at 7. Richmond Comics is closed on Mondays. On Tuesday, October 7th, Dragon's Den is running a Netrunner Dual School at 5 and Indie Game Night at 6 with Netrunner, Pathfinder Adventure Card Game, and Pokemon. One-Eyed Jacks is hosting a HeroClix tournament in War of the Light at 6 p.m. and Marvel Dice Masters Pauper Constructed tournament at 7 p.m. Richmond Comics is starting a weekly standard win-a-box on Tuesdays at 6. On Wednesday, October 8th, Dragon's Den has Magic Dual School at 5, Star Trek Attack Wing Casual Play at 6, and Cons of Tarkir Draft at 7. Richmond Comics is hosting D&D Encounters at 6:30, and the Time Capsule is running a standard win-a-box at 7:30. On Thursday, October 9th, Dragon's Den has the Academy Basic Painting Techniques at 5, and Warhammer 40K Thursday Night Fights at 6. Richmond Comics has Pokemon League at 5 p.m. and Magic the Gathering Standard Tournament at 6. Thursday is also when Tribal EDH is meeting at Richmond Comics. Talk to Tommy and he can give you more information. On Friday, October 10th, 2014, Dragon's Den has open gaming all day long, and at 7 p.m. Friday Night Magic Draft and Standard. Richmond Comics has a 7 p.m. Friday Night Magic Draft, Cons of Tarkir, 7:30 p.m. Friday Night Magic Standard Tournament, and tentatively 8 p.m. board games. Though, if the numbers turn out to be the same as they were last Friday, there may not be enough room for board games or role-playing. There just might be Magic all night. At 7:30 p.m., the Time Capsule has Friday Night Magic Draft and Standard. On Saturday, October 11th, Bardic Tales has a Yu-Gi-Oh! Constructed Tournament at 3:30 p.m. There's a Loot Swap Used Game Market from 12 to 5 at Dragon's Den, D&D for Beginners at 2 p.m., Legend of Five Rings Draft at 5 p.m. Richmond Comics has a grand reopening on Saturday, and an artist expo. I will be there in case you want to chat up games and give me any news or talk about anything really gaming related or how you're doing. There's a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, so I hope to catch you there. They also have a 12 p.m. HeroClix and a 4 p.m. Vintage Tournament with some sweet cards. Talk to Tommy about that. Check out the Richmond Comics Facebook page events and you will find out what cards are there and the information about the tournament. On Sunday, October 12th, Dragon's Den has Pathfinder Society all day from 12 to 6 and a My Little Pony Tournament at 2 p.m. Richmond Comics has Pokemon League starting at 12 p.m. and Malifaux starting at 12 p.m. And the Time Capsule is hosting a Star City Games Fall State Championships at the VFW Hall in Hopewell. This has been the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of October 6, 2014, and is presented by Excalibur Zone Gaming. We cover the FLGSs of the RVA area. Contact information for each store can be found in the description of this video. If we've missed a game store that is based in the Richmond, Virginia area, please leave a comment below so that we can contact the store for their schedule of events. This program is a free service celebrating the game stores of the Richmond, Virginia area. Excalibur Zone Gaming does not receive any compensation for providing the information we talk about. It is a thank you to our RVA FLGSs for all that they do for us gamers and the community they are a part of. We are, however, open to donations and sponsorship if you wish to help with production costs and improvements. Financial contributions can be made at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone, where you can make a one-time or monthly recurring donation to help support this program and others released on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel and excaliburzone.com blog. Please be aware that after fees and taxes, one half of the remaining net amount will be donated to charity. You'll not only be supporting Excalibur Zone Gaming, but also many others who are in need of financial support. If you wish to make a non-financial donation, we do accept sponsored giveaways hosted on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. We use giveaways to increase our subscriber counts and to get games into people's hands. A requirement of sponsored giveaways is for the contestant to subscribe to the donor's social media accounts. Anonymous donations are also accepted. If you still wish to donate, but can neither do so monetarily nor with product, please visit your local food bank and donate a few cans of food. It'll help a lot of people when times are rough. Until next time, enjoy playing games. Support your local FLGS. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that people are enjoying my broadcasts. And please take a moment to visit my Patreon page. Your support is greatly appreciated. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.